class.
No, nah, he called me boy, but he was a Cockney guy, bro. You know, Angel, bro. You know those types. Yeah. Grabbed him by the throat, bro. Pushed him against the sardines. I was like, listen, I'm not the one. I'm not the one, bro.
They'll make me move you to the Angel.
I just grabbed him like that, and I just kind of like let go a little bit. I said, listen, you need to keep it moving, bro. But I remember. Just before we came here, we were just chatting about, you know, anxiety, bro. Like being around people, yeah. And this is especially Zach and me, mostly from before, yeah. I don't know if you get it, Imran, yeah. Where Zach, explain a bit what you meant.
Me?
Yeah, you.
My anxious things is just talking to new people, bro. You might believe it or not.
Yeah.
And for example, when we're in the office and and I've got to make a cup of tea and then we'll go to the kitchen, and I have to check if someone's there first.
Yeah, he actually has to check. And what's funny, like Imran, if you was to describe Zach here, I beg you put the mic close to your mouth. What the? Are you all right, bro? So would you describe him as someone who is an introvert or an extrovert?
Obviously he's an introvert, isn't
it? Yeah, obviously.
Who?
Oh, Zach? Yeah, Zach.
Yeah, of course.
I'm inside, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like to do your own.
That's because you know him, innit? You've worked with him, bro.
Yeah.
But a lot of people think that he's this happy guy that's like, you know, and I
like if he knows you, then he's like,
Yeah.
But I don't like new people then.
Yeah, so he has trouble, like, no, he can't keep a conversation up. And I see him get like, this is what happens. The other day, Imran, I'm not going to say who it was. They were making plans with him, innit? They were making, and I'm just kind of, I'm not involved in a conversation. I'm here. It was in the gym. No, it wasn't in the gym. It doesn't matter where it was.
It was probably in the gym.
No, because you haven't come to the gym in ages, bro. This is recent.
Most probably.
Anyway, so what's happened? I'm kind of here. I'm looking here. And I'm in earshot. I can hear Zach's conversation with this guy. And he's saying to him, yeah, bro, we should link up, have some food and this, that, the other. And yeah, we should go out and do this and that. And I'm listening. I'm like, yeah, he ain't doing that, bro. And then I hear Zach saying, yeah, bro. Yeah, no problem, bro. This, that. Yeah, bro. Like,
call me.
Yeah, let's. And I'm thinking, what a liar, bro.
No intentions.
And he's already made up an excuse as well, bro.
But I'd rather go home and chill with my hamster, my guy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, is it all right now? Because I know you had. Did you have to get antibiotics?
Nah, it's all right. You know what it is? You know what I found out it was?
Go on.
It's stress.
So we stressed her out when we came to your
basically,
house?
Basically, yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. They start getting wetback or something like that. That's what it's called.
That's a racist word for Mexican, you know?
Oh, is it?
In America.
No offense.
You know white people, bro. Sorry, this is not a racial thing, yeah. You know white people and their racial slurs.
But why is it wetback?
It's hilarious because they swim across the thing, isn't it?
Oh, wow.
As North Africans, we'll probably be called wetback as well, bro. But I know this because obviously from the American films you watch.
That's bad, man.
Yeah, bruv. They're very creative in the way the racism is very creative, isn't it? Go, what were you saying? The hamster?
Yeah, so
Have you shown everyone your hamster, bro?
We showed it in the last podcast, no?
Did we?
No, we didn't air it.
Yeah, that was a catastrophe, bro.
Yeah, we didn't air it.
Bring up your hamster, man. Let's have a look at it.
I don't know, man. Getting that picture is going to be long.
No, not your specific one.
Oh, Syrian one, yeah?
Yeah, it's called a Syrian hamster, bro.
They're cute, bro. You looking to get one?
Nah, bro.
Why?
It's a lot of work. Bro, you know this guy's got a CCTV camera, like, pointing at the thing? I'm not joking. Bro, can you bring it up? Can you bring up the CCTV on it now?
My CCTV camera?
Yeah.
No way.
Is it online?
I think it's online. One second. Let me check.
Goodness. He's actually got it pointed at the cage, bro. He's not even got a cage. He's got this kind of...
Yeah?
It's like a box with a glass front, so you can see the multiple levels.
Oh, right.
Yeah. He's a proper nerd, bro. Ever since he was young, yeah? He's loved He's very like love animals and stuff. I feel like I'm talking about him like he's dead, yeah, but he's right in front of me.
Bro, it's all about hamsters now, bro. It's the new in.
Go show us your hamster, bro.
I'm trying, bro. I'm trying to look for the thing.
Go show us a picture, innit? Of like a random one. That's the old one looks like that, innit? That one there.
My one looks a bit like this one.
No, on the left, on the left.
This one?
Yeah. Does he look like that?
Nah, not this one, bro. It looks like this one, yeah.
Oh, I forgot to start the timer, man.
One second. There we go.
How are you going to show it to us, man?
I'll show it on the camera.
How?
I'll just turn my phone.
Is it on?
I'll turn my phone. Yeah, look. That's how my... Are you ready?
Go on.
No way.
Where is it, though?
A proper CCTV camera.
Bro, it's not even like... It's not even...
Yo, what is that, bro?
It's called Fluffy... He's actually named it Fluffy Cam.
I made a proper
glass.
Yeah, I made, at the front is glass. Like I went to IKEA and I bought bare cupboards and that, innit? And then
yeah,
wow, you actually made it yourself.
Yes,
yeah,
bruv.
I made it myself, bruv.
So I went to his. Oh yeah, so over the break we went over to his house to play Halo, innit? So I got an upgrade on my contract. I see my missus got an upgrade on our contract. We got an Xbox. Is it S?
Xbox S, yeah.
And it came, and I got Halo with it, innit? So back in the day, when, do you remember the first Xbox?
Yeah.
So we split, like, the first ever Halo. And so we went over to his house and played Halo and stuff. And I walked in and I see this just box full of hay. And the guy's got a camera.
I'll show you a footage from the camera.
Gun. On.
Yeah, look.
Is that live, by the way? Yeah?
This one ain't live.
The one he just showed us was live.
This is recorded, yeah, switch it. Yeah, that's recorded, yeah. It's gonna move.
Fluffy cam.
What's it doing, bro?
It's just chilling, fam.
And that, what does that do to you, bro, when you see that, bro?
I just know it's safe, innit? Because you know they're nocturnal animals. They're nocturnal.
What do you mean you know it's safe, bro? Like
bro, you've got to keep an eye on it. Like, they're nocturnal animals. So when I'm sleeping, it's out and about and running on the wheel and. You know,
yeah, because when I was sleeping at York, because I slept right next to the thing.
Yeah, you slept next to the cage.
I don't want to hear his. And but again, like I think we stressed it out because it started. What's this wetback thing that you said?
Yeah, so it's they
Google
they, it. There's their tail. Basically, they get like diarrhea kind of thing. Wet tail hamster. Yeah. There you go. Diarrhea, lack of appetite.
And what? Why though?
Yeah, don't know.
Stress, bro. Did we stress it out though?
Yeah, you know, cause hamsters are very they're into themselves, isn't it? They like to
basically
chill.
Like you. You got an animal version of yourself, bro.
basically.
But I ain't got the patience, man.
Bro, they're cute, man.
I just ain't got the patience for it, bro.
But actually, I go in the bathtub.
He sent me pictures of him in the bathtub.
Just chilling with the
hamster. Obviously with his clothes on, yeah.
Yeah, with my clothes on and there was a towel, no water. It's just a towel on the bathtub and the hamster's just running around all over you, chilling. It goes in your pocket. It hides in your pocket. I give it like a little carrot. There you go. You're not like Lenny from Of Mice and Men.
Yeah, bro.
It's a bit like that. But yeah, man, they're cute pets, bruv. And minimum effort.
Iman, you know the look Iman's giving me? He's like...
You don't like hamsters, do you?
No,
you're an animal guy, bro.
Yeah, but I've never had a hamster. Like, known anyone that's had a hamster. Like.
And the really? Cat is not even yours, is it? That comes to your house.
No, but I used to have a cat though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What happened?
I had to give it away.
Why?
My niece is allergic to it.
Okay. That's a bit. What weird. Kind of cat was it?
It was like a white and black. I don't know what.
Is it got a proper Bengali name like Shopnol or something?
Wasn't it Shopnol?
What is it called?
Her name was Cassie.
I'm not even going to ask. How did you pick the name?
I don't even ask. My brother picked it. I don't know.
Cassie?
Yeah.
All right.
What color? What kind of cat was it?
He just told black and white.
Oh, tuxedo.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got a tuxedo cat. Bruce. Yeah.
Mine's more, it was more white though. She had like a really nice pattern. Like,
oh, okay.
Like
yeah.
The bottom was all white and then just a bit of black on the top.
My cat's a tuxedo cat, yeah.
She had like a black dot on her chin.
Is it? Let me finish talking about my cat, bro. You talked about your hamster. You talked about Cassie.
My cat.
No, it's not your cat, bro. Because this is what happened. Zach was living on the A406, literally. He had a temporary housing in A4. Literally, you know, Imran, you live probably close to that.
Yeah, I remember, I used to see him all the time.
Yeah. So you know the A406 going towards Brent Cross?
Yeah.
So he had, I think, Abbas gave it to you, right?
Yeah, I got it from Abbas.
Yeah. And then, why did you give it away? I can't remember why you gave it to me.
You know why I got it? Because in that house, bro.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of mice.
Yeah, mice, cockroaches, all this. But as soon as I got the cat, bro. And it was a kitten. It wasn't even like a big cat. As soon as I got it, everything was clean.
Yeah.
And then obviously, allergies. And
no, also your daughter's a murderer, bro.
And yeah, at the time.
At the time, she was about three or something.
Yeah, two years old.
Yeah. She was a toddler.
So then I asked him. And then he started thinking about it. Nah, man, now they're inseparable, bruv.
Yeah. It's, you know what? He sent me pictures of her holding it like this. And he's like, ah. So we got it. And then now, you know what? He's got like a little routine, bruv. So I said to Zach, 9:45, I just hear to my bedroom, yeah? Comes onto my bed. He knows I'm in my bedroom, whatever. Not every day. But like sometimes I'm not around, innit? Like,
yeah.
So he comes in, and then he looks at me, and then he kind of like, you know what cats do when they try and sit down? So they walk up, then they turn around, they do like a circle,
then they start massaging the
place, and then they start doing this with their claws, and then they sit. Yeah. So if I don't stroke him within like 5 seconds, yeah, if my hand's on the thing, he'll put his paw on my hand. Dig his claws in slightly though, just
do your job.
Yeah, come and stroke me, bro. So I stroke him. Then if I stop, I do it on purpose though, yeah, because I love the fact that he's communicating with me. and then I stop stroking him. You know, cat people, bro. Yeah, there's cat people and dog people. Yeah, cat people are like weird, bro.
Yeah,
we're too into cat. Like dog people, kind of.
Nah, man. Dog people, bro. They dress their dogs in like jumpers and that.
Yeah, but especially because we're Arab, bruv, as well. Like, it's a bit strange for an Arab to have a dog, bruv. Don't you think?
Back home, it's not, but here.
Yeah, but they use it as, like, my granddad, I don't know, is he still alive, that dog, bruv?
Rix, no, he's dead, bruv.
Yeah, so they'd use it for, like, what dogs are supposed to be used for, isn't it? Like, protection and all that stuff. Mm. But cats are more kind of respected in, I know in Turkey as well, it's very respected, bruv.
They're proper selfish, though, bruv.
But you can get proper into that whole.
Yeah. And you're that person that would just.
I know, Amir's got six cats, bruv.
Bro, bro.
Six cats.
And they're all antisocial.
Well, they're antisocial for you.
Nah, man. Bruv, ginger cats, bro. Look at that ginger cat that comes to your yard.
Yeah.
You know, different cats, they all have different personalities.
Yeah.
Some are more outgoing, they will just follow you around.
Outgoing, where they go partying.
Yeah, bro. They're chilling, they're extroverts.
I saw a documentary with one of the cats, basically, they attach cameras to it to see where they go.
Yeah, where they go.
And they see one cat, brother, he went to the next man's yard, starts eating next cat's food and that regularly.
Yeah.
Another one goes bare far, makes a trek and then comes back.
I think it's like, there's a Netflix documentary about, you know, cats. They've got like either 2 mile or 5 mile radius from where they're staying.
Yeah, but so you saw my man there, co-op, bro, that time.
Who?
One of Rashid's cats.
Yeah, he followed me back home, bro. He could easily come to my house if he knew how to. If he knew the number, he could easily come into my house. But yeah, so. And then we started kind of talking about that, how he's anxious and stuff, and which made me. It took me back to. So in my head, I just went, and I was like, bro. What was your job history? Let's go for your job history.
My job history.
And the reason why I'm saying this, I'll explain to you later.
My job history.
Up till now, yeah?
I started off as a paper boy.
No way. Oh, yeah, for that.
The
Gujarati news agent.
Yeah, Gujarati news agent. 6:30, bro, before school, do the paper rounds and then go to school. And then after that,
all right, let's do adult life, yeah?
Oh, adult life.
Yeah.
All right.
So
I did
call center.
Call center, ICM. And then I worked in some factory doing musallas and all that Islamic impressions.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Then I worked with a phone.
Phone and as engineer.
The big factory though.
Unique Source.
Unique Source. Yeah, yeah. Where they give where they wholesale their product.
Yeah.
And then I worked in a PC clinic, Chats of Fraud, phone repair. And then I left. Then I came back to that phone shop. Then I left. Then I came back to that phone shop. Then I left.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Imran?
Worked in a private tuition center. Then did some private tutoring. Then I worked at a rental car rental company.
Proper Bengali, bro.
Oh, bro.
On the E-Day, bruvs, we're going to get a van, innit?
Yeah, no, I worked.
It was in Tahamnes, right?
Nah, it's King's Cross.
Oh, King's Cross, yeah.
Europe Car. Then I worked in the charity sector for about 3 years. Two different charities.
What was your job like?
Fundraising officer.
Sorry?
Fundraising officer.
What kind of stuff were you doing?
Muslim danda.
Were you making phone calls or more like?
Yeah, chasing up donors, events.
Okay, right.
Charity projects, all of that. And then, before that, I worked in a primary school.
How long did you do that?
That was 1 year.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you teach?
Because while I was doing private tutoring as well, so I worked there as well.
Teaching assistant? Yeah,
teaching assistant.
Oh, okay.
Then the charity sector, and then I worked in the council.
Okay, yeah. So my one's a bit funny, bro, because obviously I've worked longer than you guys, yeah? So I had a breadth of different jobs, innit? And like before I would say I got my quote-unquote career, so before I fell into like what I was doing, there's a lot of retail, a lot of like, I did like delivery driving, a lot of manual labor. Yeah, manual labor, like construction.
I did construction as well, sorry, yeah.
Oh yeah, you did it for like 3 months or something.
Well, I did it in Ramadan, just Ramadan.
I remember.
While everybody else was in Dubai and that. Do you remember?
Who was in Dubai?
But the whole family was
in Dubai. Oh, yeah. So what was I going to say? Yeah, so after I left college, like, there was a period where I was like, you know, I just want some money, yeah? So this is the short-sightedness. I was talking to my kids the other day about it. The short-sightedness of, you know, if you don't have a plan, long-term plan. But anyway. So I did, I worked in construction, I worked in retail, did all these little bits and bobs. And then what happened was one day I decided, you know what, I remember when I wrote, you know, my son's birth certificate, like a delivery driver. Oof. I was like, you know, it kind of burnt, bruv, a little bit.
Stung.
100%, bruv. So I'm thinking, you know what, if I ever have any more, I do not want to have that. I don't know why it kind of bothered me. Because it's permanent, isn't it?
Mm.
Anyway, so I started looking. So I thought to myself, you know what? I like helping people. I like, you know, I like meaningful work. So I applied for this job at, you know, that the charity that I was working, yeah, that I started working for 10 years.
Yeah.
And the reason why I mention this is, so I went from all of that history, yeah? So really the type of people that you're working with and you're rubbing shoulders with, they're kind of people that you would grow up with, innit? In your estate or like in your immediate social, they understand, you understand them, bit rough around the edges.
There's always someone you know as well, bro.
Yeah,
you went to that? Oh.
Yeah, I worked. So, you know, so then what happened was when I started working with this charity, yeah, I start, my social, like my circle completely changed. So these guys, a lot of them were middle class.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember thinking when I got the job, I thought, oh my days, I've never been around middle class people. Middle class is not even something that is, when you think about it now.
It's only a couple of pounds over the Google
it.
Bro.
Let's see. What?
It's like £3 extra, bro.
Is middle class, yeah? In the UK. So let's have a look. It says a social group that consists of well educated people. So what does that mean?
But
so
I've got the GCSEs, bro.
Like university graduates or whatever, yeah? So people have gone to university, okay, so that's one. Such as doctors, lawyers, teachers, who have good jobs, are not poor, yeah? but are not very rich. So they're kind of in the middle, yeah? The upper middle class tend to go into business or professions, for example, lawyers, doctors, accountants. Now, what's funny is, most of the people I know, and I kind of fit in that bracket as middle class. Yeah. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
But it's when you look
at... surroundings.
Huh?
It's your surroundings.
Yeah, but think about it. Like, we are... Look, we've got... I would say, okay, I didn't finish university. You finished university, right?
Yeah,
I finished.
What did you get in university?
You don't know.
You didn't go to university. What are you talking about?
I did open uni, remember?
Yeah, but did you finish it though?
Well, I didn't finish my last year.
So you had a cappuccino, blood.
Hey, yo. Yo, don't disrespect, fam.
What did you do it in? No, seriously. No, on a serious note. No, I didn't know this.
Yeah.
No, I remember you did open, you did the international studies.
I did 2 years, yeah. I did international studies.
So what happened to, you can still finish off?
I can still, but why?
Yeah. Why did you do it?
No, why should I finish it?
No, but why did you do it?
I did it because it's you have to do it in society, bro. If you don't go uni, you're a dumbo, fam.
Bro, a dumbo, I ain't heard that for a long time.
You're a dumbo. But it's true though, isn't it? If you don't go uni, you're a bit of a now it's different, entrepreneurs and that, they didn't go uni.
I don't know, bro.
But go on.
And so what was I saying? Yeah, so middle class people. So before I started working in that job, the people I was around would be called working class, innit? So let me just look, what is working class?
There was a couple of ways there though.
Sorry?
There was a couple of
ways. Yeah. I'm talking about majority, yeah?
Yeah, the majority, yeah, it was different.
So let's have a look. Working class, here we go. These are very antiquated terms, yeah? I don't think
How old were you?
25. So traditionally these people would have worked manual, we were around people that do manual jobs.
Yeah.
So retail would be considered manual, right? Construction, if you're a laborer, like someone who's...
Yeah, painting, decorator.
Yeah, all that plumber stuff. Yeah. Not that I agree with the class system, but just to give like some context. So when I started working in that place, I realized that there's some things that I've taken for granted as fact and that I can and can't do that these people don't even see as like a barrier. I give an example, yeah? It's going to sound weird, yeah?
Mm.
But cycling to work.
Bro, I didn't know anybody that cycled to work until I met you.
So why did I start cycling to work? This is before Imran started cycling, yeah? Just so you know.
Because
you
were broke.
No. No, but what I'll try to explain to you, in 2008... Yeah, the people that cycled to work were a certain type of person, right?
Yeah.
They recycle, you know what I'm saying?
Environmentalists.
Yeah, they've got a certain educational level.
Yeah,
they come from a certain social background. So I never met anyone who cycled to work, bro.
Yeah.
Or for example, that actually went abroad on holiday. Who'd actually take holidays abroad?
Yeah.
I didn't meet anyone like that up to that point. Yeah. No one that I knew immediately actually took holiday, went to, I went to, not even Tenerife and whatnot. I'm talking about, I went to Brazil and hiked this mountain, or I went to Venezuela, or, does that make sense? Yeah. Or for example, this weekend we're doing wine tasting in this place.
We're going to Chef Ramsay's restaurant today.
Yeah, one of those ones. But okay, remember, they're middle class. They ain't got bare money. They've got just enough.
They ain't got what's that? They ain't got Salt Bae money.
No, they ain't got Salt Bae money. So basically what happened to me, this is what happened, bruv. So I'm there every day I'm getting this. Do you see what I'm saying, bruv? And then I tried to So I'm sitting there, bro, yeah? And I'm looking around and I'm thinking, like, for example, they'd always tell me, why don't you go on holiday? I'm like,
what is that?
I'd always come up with these barriers, like, why I don't do it. Or, I would, this is embarrassing, bro, yeah? So for lunch, I'd go eat free wings and chips, bro, and a can of Coke. And I'd bring it back to the office.
Next man's going Greg's.
Not even Greg's, bro. Like, they make their own food. and they bring it in, and it's stuff like quinoa and all it. Bro, quinoa, firstly, it was quinoa to me, bro.
Quinoa.
And you have to understand, like, I'm from the, we're from the hood, bro. Hackney, yeah? And they're seeing, and it's not like, quinoa. So they're getting an education. This is, they're getting this as well. That's what's happening to them, bro. This, on the daily, because what they associated people like me, they never thought someone like me would traverse the threshold. Yeah, so they were getting an education of, okay, so now, because I give you an example. You can still go to uni and sell drugs, bro. I knew people who went to uni and sold drugs, bro.
Yeah.
They were drug dealers, but they went to uni. They have got a degree. And for them, like, what crime was, and it was very black and white to them. For me, it was like, it was an everyday thing.
Yeah, normal.
Like, when I hear there's a shooting or a stabbing, my initial reaction is...
No way.
Oh, who? I wonder... Seriously? Or you'd know... They're so far removed from all of that, that it doesn't connect. So there was an education from both sides. But I think... And I was watching this... I was watching... when I watched back at the podcast, yeah? And I know I say bro a lot, and I look at the way I speak... And it puts me in a specific social, how'd you put it, man?
You can't take the hood out of a man, but you can take the man out
No, but you can though, bruv, you can. Like, no, that's the thing.
But it still creeps out sometimes.
Yeah, bro. So when you get comfortable, but it's still an embarrassment for me.
Why?
I don't know, bruv.
Nah.
It's deep down inside, isn't it? So when I think about it, like, I'm a grown ass man.
Yeah, but you can switch it though.
I know. But I'm saying, what I was trying to explain, it's that fight. So when I used to go, I'll give you an example. My first day at work,
you're trying to blend.
They took me to a meeting. Habibi, never went to a meeting. What? You know, meetings are things that happen on TV, bro.
How'd you get the job then?
What do you mean?
How'd you get the job?
Bro, I blagged it.
Serious?
No, this is what happened, yeah? This is what happened. I wish I could play this, bro. It was, think of the Lose Yourself. Dun, 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 dun. It was like that, bro. Yeah. So I applied for a job. So before I applied for this job, I applied for a job as a tube driver.
Good luck getting into tube driving.
No. I applied for a job as a tube driver because I thought 40K, it can change my life. You know, one of those ones. You're 25. I had 25, 2008. I had two kids at the time. So I was looking for that next. You know, I was on. I'm going to be candid here with you guys, yeah? So, I was doing sandwich delivery for all the co-ops, yeah? So, I was probably on about 18K for the year. And I was paying rent, and it was... But I was living on the breadline. But if I lost my job, I wouldn't be able to eat. It's one of those ones, yeah? So, the job I got... think about it. You go from 18 to 40K. Imagine how much that would change your life.
Big, big.
Do you see what I'm saying? So yeah. there's certain barriers that
did
would...
Did you act 40K though?
Bruv, I didn't get the job. Listen to what I'm saying to you.
Oh.
This is the tube driving job. Okay. Yeah?
Yeah, sorry.
Bruv, so anyway, I applied for the job. They invited me to the testing center.
I did it as well, by the way.
Did you do it as well?
Yeah, I flopped.
Bruv, did you notice traffic signals? I was like, oh my God, I'm going to kill people, bro.
Bro, you know what the questions they asked me?
Like the traffic signals and if this thing...
Bro, like, this is what they asked me, yeah?
Go on.
There is a disabled woman. She has a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Which station has wheelchair access?
Get out of here,
and
bro.
Where does she have to get out from? Which tube station does she have to change from to get to King's Cross, which has another wheelchair? I was like, bro, get up and walk, innit?
Bruh.
I'm not going to think about that.
And in my head is, have you met tube employees?
They're dead.
They're useless, bro.
How did they get the job?
Omar and Everyday Parata, it's not, you're probably part of this whole thing.
Is he a tube driver?
He's a tube driver. Yeah,
oh. Bro,
I clipped this and sent it to him, bro. But I've never met anyone as useless as TFL employees, bro.
Yeah, bro.
On the front line.
Bro, the guy in the customer service gets more.
Yeah, them, I respect them.
Do you know what I mean?
Because they've got to do, but the guys that are walking around, bro.
Mr. Wilson's tube.
Mr. Wilson, shout out to Mr. Wilson, man.
Big man.
Yeah.
Big man.
Just in case you guys get angry, the word is facetious. See, I have to say it very slowly. But not honestly, like, you're supposed to train people about those, you know. But, yeah. You know, going back, yeah,
But you don't ask them in an interview. You train them up. Don't ask me about wheelchair access from Northern Line to Victoria now. I'm not going to know.
Didn't they give you like a...
No, bruv.
What was it? Face-to-face
interview? It was a face-to-face. Yeah, I passed the phone one.
Yeah, I passed the phone one as well.
And then
yeah.
It goes, okay, come. And then they made me find out wheelchair access from... Like, bro, that's yeah, in the
I'll be nice.
Daddy, chill.
Chill.
Daddy, chill.
Seriously, just chill, bruv. Because honestly, it really put me off. But alhamdulillah, I didn't get it.
Yeah, it's all written, isn't it?
It's all written, isn't it? You look back at it and you think, you know what? But I'm not joking. When I didn't get the job, I was devastated.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I already spent that money in my head.
It's a setback.
Do you know what I'm saying? I thought, you know what?
Man bought a new Jordan 1.
No, it wasn't even close, bro. It wasn't even close. I was thinking, you know what? I could save this much amount. Then I could do this. I could buy a new car. I could do that. Stupid, yeah? So stuff. I didn't get the job. Alhamdulillah, yeah? And then, bro, I went through depression. I went through depression. And then one day I found this job. So this job was 25K.
Where?
At Futureversity.
No, where did you find the job? Was it on the loot or what?
No, it was, bro, I had a Nokia N95, yeah? I don't know if you remember. Bring up on Nokia N95.
They were banging phones, bro.
So I had an N95, and it had Symbian OS on it, yeah? So I don't know if you've seen those Nokia phones with the, bring it up, I'll explain to you. Yeah, bro. But I had the black one. Take this off. Here, man, you don't know about these phones, innit?
Yeah, I do, man.
This one, yeah?
Yeah, yeah?
So on that, they've got the WAP, you know, it's called WAP.
Web.
No, it's called WAP, Wireless web. Access Point, WAP.
Yeah, WAP.
That's when WAP meant Wireless Access Point, yeah? So I was using that to kind of go on the internet to look for a job, and I applied for it on that phone, bro. Can you imagine?
Use your phone to look
for a job. Bruv, this is the only time, bruv. The only time.
They're trying to sign into their live.
Yeah, it was like that. It was exactly like
yes.
that, bruv. Do you remember that?
Said on your phone. Remember that?
So the job was, you know what the job was? The job was, it was called Job Ready Officer. So it was a program called Job Ready. It was getting young people ready for work. And I had to be able to, basically, it was teaching. I've never taught in my life, ever, yeah? But it was working with young people, it was working for young people that I knew, that I grew up with, the type of people I grew up with. And also we ran a youth club with Mesh Tawheed for about 3 years or something. So yeah, I had experience working, doing youth projects. So I kind of blagged it in, I did a lesson plan, I sat down with my brother-in-law who was a teacher at the time. We wrote a lesson plan and I got the job. That changed my life because going from 18K to 25K, your social circles start to change. The people that you work, imagine the people that you're at work with, you're with them a lot. You're with them for, you know, 35 hours or whatever.
More than your kids, bro.
Another thing as well, bro, 35 hours work.
9 to 5.
Like, you know when you finish, you're not tired. It's one of those words.
9 to 5.
Yeah, you're coming at 9. Everyone's making coffee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The vibe's good.
The vibe's different, man. Yeah, and everyone's good. Positive.
I guaranteed that co-op job, that delivery job, you're waking up like a smacked face.
Yeah. And angry also, at the world. Also, you know what happens? You go into the depot, yeah? You know what they've got out? What have they got out? The sun. Front page, terrorist, terror raid on this thing, terror raid on that thing.
Terror rated.
Everyone's getting terror raided, bruv. Do you remember in 2008, bro? Oh, no, 2004, 2005, 2006. Man's getting raided, 7-7 happened. Yeah. So it was all of this going on. So every time I come in, they're looking at me like I'm any public enemy number one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember delivering something to a court. They've opened the door and they're like, right, you got a cheat coming here, mate. I think to myself, you're lucky I didn't smack you in the face, bro.
I'm fine.
What makes you think that you can just say those things to me?
I'm fine, bro.
But so going from that to Guardian reading, independent, do you understand? They're more nuanced. They're more nuanced in the way they think, innit? They're not thinking black and white. Things are I'm not gonna lie, there were some challenges. Yeah, there were some challenges. And I think so this is where the whole social anxiety thing comes from, yeah? Mm. I was anxious. I'll give you an example. They would send me an email. Another thing as well. Never sent an email in my life.
Same.
I'm going to put this on record, yeah? Before 2008, I never composed an email. Let that marinate in your head, yeah?
To whom it may concern.
So think about it. Why would you, if you were doing retail, why would you send an email?
To your boss, innit? Listen, nah. Put my hours up, bro.
Yeah, you're going to call. So I may be in university where you're sending...
Oh, your dissertation.
Dissertation, yeah. Or whatever. I maybe say two emails or whatever.
But you won't even write
anything. Actually, we attach. Never... Please actually, attachment. It's the portal, isn't it? You go to the portal and drop it in there, right? So, never send an email. So what they would do, they would send me an email and I'd get, because the guy's over there. I used to find it weird. Why is he sending me an email when I could just see him?
Everything has to be written, isn't it?
So imagine a big office. So they'd send me an email. I'd get up and tell him the answer. Do you understand? Or like, they'd email, what do you want for lunch?
You're from the bushes.
Why are you emailing me for?
Huh? He's from the bushes, brother.
So almost got fired, bro. Within the first 6 months, almost got fired. I'll tell you why I almost got fired, yeah? Because I was too ashamed
to ask.
To say I don't know.
Yeah.
When I look back, wallahi, bro, it was deep. But I was deeply conflicted.
That's the Algerian thing as well, though.
What do you mean?
Algerians never not know nothing.
Yeah, they know everything. But my mind was not like that, though. Mine was like that. Mine was like, I was deeply ashamed. Like, how did I get to the age of 25? I don't know how to send an email. I don't know how to write a report. I don't know.
Yeah, but you're a freestyler, bro.
No, sure, exactly. You don't understand, bro. That's you know how people think that you're an outgoing person?
Yeah.
Yeah? everyone's got, what's the word? Like weaknesses.
Yeah.
And what we do, what we tend to do, instead of looking at our weaknesses and try and improve them, we kind of paper over it, innit?
Yeah.
And say, you know, like, and that's why you get a lot of young people, as I used to work with, they're very aggressive or they carry a knife or it's the
They can't express themselves.
Yeah, man. Like, I remember, wallahi, bro, this happened. If this was told to me,
you would think it's a lie.
I'd think it's a lie. This guy punched someone in the face on the bus. I was right there because he said a word he didn't understand, bro. Hey, bro, I was like, what are you talking about, bro? Bang, punched him straight in the face. I come up with the word was, but were you using some wrong words with me, bro?
Flabbergasted, are you? What?
You punched him square in the face, bro.
Oxymoron.
Wallahi, bro, I'm not joking. It was on a 2.5. That's why I started cycling. That's one of the reasons. I'm not going to say the other one because that would get me in jail, bro. But seriously, the guy, hey, listen, he used that word and this happened to him in his head. So, and this is the thing that I don't want my children or any kids to go through, is this thing of like, oh, I don't want to chat to people. I'll give another example. Going to meetings. I try to explain to you about that meeting that we went to, yeah?
What meeting?
The first day. Like, oh, imagine, oh, yeah, I walked, yeah, in, but my head was twice the size by the time I got home. So they had a meeting with the head of a housing association. The guy right at the top. Imagine, a guy like this, I would in my previous circles, never would have I crossed... Maybe on a bus, or I'd have driven.
Nah, not bus, bro.
If I was a minicab driver, I would have driven him home. You see what I'm saying? But they're on about 200-300k, bro. Like, massive housing association, yeah? So, they call him in. So, she goes, Muhammad, come. This is Muhammad. He's heading up this project. And I'm just sitting there like, bro, what the hell am I going to say to this guy? And they started the meeting. They had notes. They had an agenda. Never seen an agenda in my life. So I'm just quiet the whole time. They're going through this thing. And then it goes to Muhammad, what do you think? I almost passed out, bruv.
Bro. On my life, I would have just fainted.
Yeah, so I was like, and alhamdulillah, but the thing is, I was able to kind of say something, but the manager that I was with, she knew that she kind of like guided me through the whole process. But long story short, I can't remember why we're talking about this, bro, but...
Anxiousness.
Yeah, being in a really weird situation, and also not... This is another thing, like when I spoke to you guys in the last podcast about setting goals. Yeah. Like, you know, you got these weaknesses, like, oh, you don't like being around people. Bro,
but imagine you didn't fix it.
It took me a long time to undo all that damage from Like, even school, bro. Like, you know, school, we never went to any trips. Imagine in 5 years, we went once to the British Museum, British Transport Museum, and the guy, the caretaker, had one arm. We were in the toilet, we were washing our hands, and we were cussing him out. And it turns out his office was inside the toilet. Not in the toilet.
That's
like
why.
And then they banned us. They banned us from the thing. We weren't allowed to go. And there was some shenanigans that happened in the British Transport Museum when we went. And so even resources-wise, like, we didn't really have any, like, proper coach sports program or equipment for science. You know, science. We had equipment, but when I look at what my kids have
but
got
if
now,
we went to an academy, bro, I think we would have been better off.
But I think what's more is, since being on the other side, is outside of school. So when you leave school, what do you have to fall into?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of these guys are going, you know, doing things like Duke of Edinburgh. We didn't do Duke of Edinburgh.
Nah, bro.
Or going to, leaving London, going to experience something outside, traveling. Like, you know, those, our parents would never let us go to, when they did a French exchange trip. Do you remember?
If Basque wasn't Muslim, they would have never let me.
Never let you do what?
Go abroad.
Did you go abroad?
Yeah, I went to Gambia, remember?
Yeah, but that was not with school.
Yeah, but it was basically the school.
Yeah, but you left school already, though, bro.
No, I was, yeah.
Yeah, you were in college or something.
No, I was in year 11.
Is it?
Yeah, I was in year 11. Spain, France, Gambia, Senegal.
You went to Spain?
Yeah. It was with Muslims, bro.
No, it's not even about that. But what? I'm saying, you went to Spain?
Yeah, bro.
When?
Bro, with the youth club.
But what did you do?
Haroon and that.
What did you do?
Just snowboarding.
Bro, I didn't even do any of that, bro. See, I didn't do any of that. So my kind of, and it's something that I feel like in my, as you get older, you feel like you missed out on, bruv. Honestly, man, it's deep. What about you, Emma? Did you do anything in school? You went to school in Tottenham, yeah, innit? Your school was mad, yeah, bruv.
I went to shop number.
They used to take us to the cinema. That's it.
Is it?
Cinema?
Yeah, that's it.
Your school?
Yeah. They take us to watch a movie, that's it.
Like, what movies did they take you to watch?
I remember we watched Rocky. Which one was it, man?
What year was this?
One that is old.
Oh, Rocky last one.
Yeah.
No, okay.
Oh, when Rocky was six. Yeah, oh, seven. Yeah.
And that Will Smith movie.
Wild Wild West.
Yeah. I'm Legend.
No.
Happiness.
Oh, Hitch.
That's funny one. Yeah.
Hitch. Yeah.
Watched that.
Some they took film. You to the cinema to watch Hitch.
So, yeah.
Like in school time or after school?
Like in school time.
Wow, they just wanted you just to shut up, innit, bro?
It's like when they're wheeling that TV.
Yeah, you know? Just shut up, man. Just watch this thing.
Watch Beauty and the Beast and shut your mouth, bro.
Anyway, I was just... It's interesting when I look at it. This is going to wheel into the main topic of today's podcast. But I wanted to kind of talk a bit about that gangster doctor, that hot up Sajid... was it Sajid?
Javid.
I'll put Navid here, bro. It's Javid, yeah?
They're all the same, bro.
Like, load it up, man.
They're all the same.
Okay. Pause that. That silence, bro. That was deafening, that silence. Go back again. We're probably going to get kicked off for this, you know what I'm saying?
Sky News.
Do you reckon we're going to get a copyright claim?
Possibly.
What do you think? Pause it. The question was, what do you think about what? The new rule about being required to do vaccination. Yeah. Okay. So let's see. It's 6 seconds. Yeah. Let's see how long the silence is, bro.
That was 5 seconds silence.
5 seconds, bro.
I've had COVID at some point.
Bad boy.
I've been working on COVID ICU since the beginning. I have not had a vaccination. I do not want to have a vaccination. The vaccine is reducing transmission only for about 8 weeks with Delta. With Omicron, it's probably less. And for that, I would be...
Pause it. You see the guy over there?
Yeah.
With the glasses and the lanyard? That's his boss, bruv. He runs the whole hospital.
You know?
This because I read the article and I actually done some research this time, bro, yeah? How gangster is that, though, bruv? Your... Bruv, not just his... It's not his direct boss. He runs the hospital, bro.
So
he just flamed everyone there, bro.
Yeah, but they he probably spoke to him before anyway.
That photographer's getting bare good footage there, bro. Look at that.
Play. Oh, no, he didn't.
Yeah, exactly. Play it, play it.
It's not, the science isn't strong enough.
Stop there. Pause it. The science is not strong enough coming from a doctor, yeah? What? Oh, one second.
This is him right here. This is
bruh.
No, no.
That's it, bro. He doesn't know what to think. He's anxious. Look at his fingers.
Yeah.
He's anxious,
done,
bro.
He's done. And you know what's funny? You know, politicians, they always do this no blazer, roll up the thing. I'm a man of the people.
I'm getting
like
in.
Like you're
there.
About to perform wudu, bro.
Let's get hands dirty.
Yeah. Like that's what, you know who did all this, bro? Tony Blair.
I don't think he knows how to do wudu.
Tony Blair was the first guy to come out with this whole take my jacket off, roll up my sleeves, bro. My guy's brewing on the back, bro. Play it.
You know what's funny, though?
No one...
No, it's not either. The guy told him, I don't agree with that yet. And he's like, shut your mouth. Any of you guys? Because that answer, I wasn't looking for.
Yeah, I wasn't looking for that.
Let me look for another answer here, bro. Yeah.
It's like, no one's going to snitch.
Yeah, and check it. Go, play it. Does anyone say anything? Pause it. That's the most British thing, bruv. Yeah, I agree there's many other views, but, shut up, bruv. Did you see what I'm saying, bruv? Oh, man, he parred him nicely, bruv. Yeah, but also, I've got other evidence. We have to weigh all
that up. It's not obvious, mate.
And who's we, though? You ain't done nothing.
Bro, it's not obvious.
Get out of here, bruv. He's not letting it go, bro.
Who've got antibodies, who haven't had the vaccination, to not have it, because the protection I've got from transmission is probably equivalent to someone who's vaccinated.
Exactly.
Yeah, but at some point that will wane as well.
But if you want to provide protection with a booster, you'd have to inject everybody every month. If it's worn off by 2 months, if the protection's worn off the transmission after...
Oh, he's sunning him, bruv.
Yeah, bro.
But if he just grabbed him by the back of his neck and said, listen...
If you want to maintain protection, you're going to need to boost all staff members every single month, which are not...
Bruv, you're going to have an arm like Schwarzenegger, bro.
If
you're injecting every month...
I don't want this to be about vaccinations, yeah?
Because I'm not pro, nor am I against.
Yeah, it's not even about that, yeah? For me, it's the way he flamed him. He flamed... The guy, and then the other guys walked off, look, he's like, oh, this is long. And the nurses were like, nah, you ain't getting that from us, bruv.
We take advice on when how much you may,
but it's not going to achieve a practical benefit.
He ain't got the tools, bruv. Pause it. You ain't got the tools to answer the question. You ain't got the answer, Sway.
You ain't got the answers.
I ain't got the facility for
bro,
that.
Bro, yeah, bro. He doesn't.
Look at his fingers, bro. He's anxious. He's like, oh, that's it, bro. He's turning off.
And he's just getting this.
I don't open. My God.
He's getting done, bro. Beautiful the way he dealt with him. And that he wasn't intimidated by him. And he's just probably had... You know this... So that's his boss, the guy with the mask. You see that?
Okay.
But I'm not... Don't play this, yeah? But you know what he said? So the woman asked him, she said, look, are they going to lose their job if they don't take the vaccines? Mm-hmm. He said, they don't have to take the vaccines. Look at this answer, bro. They don't have to take the vaccines, but we'd have to redeploy them if they do.
If
they don't take the vaccines, you have to be redeployed.
As in to another hospital?
Who knows what that sounds like, being assassinated, bro. What's that, bro?
Right.
But anyway, I don't know about that, man. Anyway, whether they should take it or not, that's not where we're not in a position to kind of give our advice or opinion. But I just find it hilarious, bro. I would call him, he's the hero of the week, bro. 100%, bro. I love the way he dealt with him.
Some people.
Right. So, the next. So can you bring up the Kevin, the Shark Tank guy, bro? Oh. So we're gonna, these bits we're gonna go in afterwards, yeah. But play this bit. So this is Kevin O'Leary. So he's one of the I love Shark Tank, man.
Shark Tank, man.
Yeah. I like Dragon's Den.
Dragon's Den and the other one, I forgot what it's called.
What other one?
There was another one, man. Ah, oh, bro, I forgot.
It really shows you the difference between American business and British business, bro. Yeah. The way they deal with much bigger numbers, man. You know, America, if you
it's
make
massive,
a,
bro.
If yeah, if you're much more likely to become a billionaire in America than in the UK. I was chatting to, you know, the developer we work with.
Oh yeah.
He wanted to open up an office in New York.
Yeah.
So I was like, why, man? He goes to me, listen, you know the market there is ripe. Like this, because it's such a, got such a big population. What, hold on, what's the population of America? I just typed in 300 million for no reason. Population.
Wow.
But this is what happened, bruv.
Daddy, chill.
No, not that.
Bruh.
This. Population of America. Let's have a look. Okay, yeah, 332 million. And population of the UK. Okay. 67 million, bro. So it's roughly about four times. So that's the market, yeah? But anyway, so Kevin O'Leary was talking about his businesses and across his supply chain, yeah?
Yeah.
So since the pandemic, they estimated about 15% would come back. So a lot of them are working from home, isn't it?
Yeah.
So so he talks a bit about like what's in the future about this whole working from home business. So just play it. And we can chat about it a little bit.
And I understand that you can't get a lot of people to come back to the office. That you
can turn up my headphones a little bit, bro. You didn't have to pause it, you know.
After the pandemic, but it's really something like 55%.
It
who
is.
Say they will never come back?
55%, bro.
Tell you something about how much they must have hated the office correct. To begin with.
Is that loud?
Yeah, sorry.
I mean, I miss my office. Look, I want to be at the office.
They have proven to everybody.
Who wants to be at the office, bro? That's not yours.
Job successfully, creatively, functionally, productively. They want to stay at home, raise their kids, take care of their elderly parents. And in fact, if you say to them, you have to come back to the office, that's our new mandate, they'll say, nah, I'm just going to quit and work somewhere else. So
exactly.
We thought it was 15%. We have a sample size of about 10,000 people in our supply chain plus our companies. I thought it would be in accounting, logistics, compliance departments, the people used to work in cubicles. It's everybody. They don't want to come back. And so we have to learn to live this way, and I'm okay with it. It works. I find it really interesting.
Pause it.
It does work though, bro.
Pause it. This whole thing about working from home. So when I started working in the office, yeah, I think the reason why, I think the main reason why people, Imran, you work from home, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So me and Zach, we have a blended, when's the last time we were in the office for actual Two Brothers stuff?
Months ago, bro.
Not months, bro.
Yeah, it was months
ago. 8-9 weeks, isn't it? Something like that.
No, man.
It's probably since September, isn't it?
Months ago, bro.
Wow.
Kids were on holiday.
I think it's since October, maybe. That we've kind of not been in the office.
Yeah, it's not been regular. No.
But we never got the office for that reason anyway. But so Imran, you do, I don't know how much you want to talk about your job, yeah, but you work from home answering calls, right? Doing.
Yeah.
So how does that work? They set you up with a system.
Got a laptop. Yeah, they got the system on the laptop.
Loaded up. So it's a laptop from work, yeah? And I think, do you enjoy it or do you prefer to be in the office?
I enjoy it.
Is it you like being at home? So what's the benefits of it from your side?
It's not commute time, isn't it?
He can play with his cat. Yeah, that's a good point actually.
He's playing with his cat, isn't it?
That's a good point, bro. So the commuting,
yeah.
That's a big part of it, bro. So where it's in Enfield, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So think about that. From Tottenham to Enfield, it's far, bro.
No, but even if it was still, you have to wake up.
Yeah, so that early. I'm saying, when I say far, 30 minutes, half an hour. So you've got an hour each side, plus you've got the.
It's money as well, bro.
And then the money.
Yeah.
You're saving money.
You've got lunch as well.
Yeah, lunch.
Then you got.
So there's that part of things.
Yeah.
But what other benefits did you see from it? Apart from that.
To see certain people.
Yeah, so you don't have to, and also you can pray salah when you want.
Yeah.
You can take your own break. No one's looking over your shoulder as to like, and then there's the whole office politics side of things, which can be a bit annoying.
Even the free mixing.
But I've not even have to be dressed for work as well, bro.
Yeah, that's nothing. Yeah.
Do you know like wearing like work clothes?
Yeah. It's like I didn't wear like shirt and like work clothes for
it. But do you have meetings though?
What? Yeah, so on Teams basically.
Yeah. But is your camera on?
No, never.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Unless they say, yeah, you have to. But
why would they say you have to?
I don't know. Sometimes it's just like, oh, it's nice to see you.
Yeah.
You've got to be like,
so you
all fake.
Put a shirt on and then
you're in your shorts. So I'll give you a bit of a background. So when I, I think that a lot of people don't want to come back to the office because I think when you work from home, especially with Imran, you kind of have to be at your laptop, innit? You don't really work on, when you get to work on projects and stuff, yeah? You don't really have to be at your laptop all the time, like stuck at the... Yeah. So that allows you to have a lifestyle that is your work around your life, not your life around your work. So now you don't have to... So being at work, I'll give you an example. When I used to work, I'll be lying to you if I said I was working constantly between 9 and 5.
I was, bruv.
No, but you're talking about retail. I'm talking about when you work, project work.
Yeah. But you know, most of the time you're planning and stuff.
Planning, but that can be done. So I might want to work at night or I might want to work first thing in the morning. Why do I have to do it in the middle of the day when I can go and drop my kids off to school or maybe go to the gym in the middle of the day, bruv? Or go see my mom or go help my dad with something. Or so that allows you that you can, as long as your work is done and the project is complete and there's a lot of project management software that they, you know, you guys use project management. You've got like your own little CRM that you use, innit?
Yeah.
So they know exactly what everyone's doing. You don't really need, the only thing that you lose out on, which I don't really, never cared about, is the social aspect of work where, you know, they go out for drinks and, like, all this. For me, man, that was never... Like, I prefer to spend time with my family, bro. That's...
100%, bro.
I don't really want to have friends at work. I have colleagues that I work with, but
you know, some people, these are people that work. For them, that's their social. They
that's their life.
Social life outside,
yeah, bro.
Of work.
This
and
is
I,
it.
And I realised, and I'm thinking, bro, like, for them, this is like...
That's know, what they have, though.
Yeah,
isn't
they, they socialise with people at work. And I'm thinking, I just...
I can't wait to go home.
Yeah, but you have to think about, like, you know, like these guys, they might come from outside of London. Do you understand? Or might rent it. They don't have family around them. They don't have, so they because we are Londoners. Yeah, I've realized that, like, when I used to work with people, they're not from London. They come from Cambridge or Glasgow or like somewhere in, I remember I worked with guys from Cornwall. And so for them, work is their life.
That's long.
And bro. I've never, ever been like that. Work is not my life. My family is my life.
Don't work to live.
My friends, my brothers that I, you know, that's what my life is about. Not, and if my work is purposeful, like for example, if you're doing purposeful work, like for us at Two Brothers, yeah, I never want to have staff. Well, that's a whole different kind of thing about business model, yeah? But I'll never have 40, 50 staff members. And if I did, like if we ever get big enough, I wouldn't want them to be stuck in an office 9 to 5. Do you know what I'm saying? I've worked with clients that we've built systems for that they've never met each other. Can you imagine, 5 years they've run, and it's a multi-million pound business, yeah? Not like no joke thing, yeah? And they've never worked. So this is the future of work. Now, what does that do? That relieves a lot of the pressure on the transport system. If COVID happened 15, 20 years ago, like it would have been really tough because people, and a lot of businesses, a lot of guys that haven't embraced the technology of, you know, cloud computing and all the CRM and all this stuff that we do, like a lot of our clients have actually thanked us and said, look, I'm glad that we did it, because otherwise, like, they wouldn't be able to pivot. So yeah, this thing about working from home, I think this is the future. And if you're young, and this is beautiful, because if you're a university student and you're coming out, now you can, you'll think of work completely different, bro. Like this whole laptop, you know, this whole thing about laptop lifestyle, you can actually do, like, for example, what's stopping you from taking your laptop and going to work in Barbados, bro? You know, Barbados were offering visas in COVID for people like me and Zach who have businesses. Oh, that want to take three months out. Come to the, we'll give you for the visa. You have like riverfront, what's it called? Apartments with high speed internet and all that stuff, and work for the 3 months until the lockdown was over. Do you know what I'm saying? So you could have gone to Bangladesh and done what you were doing, right? Mm. But obviously, the internet might have been an issue. But anyway, doesn't matter. Bangladesh. You could have been in I don't know, wherever, Dubai, or you could go to Omaha and still work. And I think that's the future. And then I remember I don't know if you heard about this metaverse thing. We were talking about it before.
Oh yeah.
This whole Facebook metaverse, yeah. And a lot of people are struggling with this whole thing. Like, where does this fit in? Because a lot of it is like, why do I need it? Well, people buying like space on this metaverse and stuff like that. And I was listening to a clip, and they were talking about, so imagine, you know what augmented reality is, yeah?
Yeah.
So it's basically, do you remember Google Glass?
Yeah.
So
they
Glass.
They scrapped that though, bro.
Huh? They scrapped it, I don't know. But I don't think the technology is mature enough. But imagine having glasses where, you know the sci-fi movies where you look at something and it will give you information on it?
Yeah.
So imagine now with the metaverse, it's actually, the technology is almost mature enough, and in the next 10 years, you'll be able to pilot a plane from your house, bro.
They do that anyway, bro.
Yeah, but I'm saying commercial flights, bro. Like, or for example, operate a robot. Like they did, remember that 5G operation they did? It was obviously not on a real person.
Yeah.
Where the guy on 5G internet,
surgeon.
He operated a robot, did like a, I think a, some sort of
transport
cosmetic surgery or whatever. So like the application is there. It's kind of scary though.
Yeah, bro.
It's kind of scary,
doing,
man.
Doing your operation on your knee from home. The guy's in his boxer shorts here and he's doing the bloody 5G robot.
Or take it to another level where, I think, I can't remember where I heard this, where humans, so a surgeon will train artificial intelligence to do operations. So imagine like you're doing these operations, you've got all these like gloves on or whatever. And the thing is, there's certain things you can't replace, like reaction time and, you know, like.
Next thing you know, it's going to be kept as log. Yeah, 2095.
It's crazy, you know what I mean? Man. Yeah, it's crazy. Like, we don't know. So this has happened. In 2005, Facebook was created, yeah? Internet was, I think, 1980 something, 82, 83. So you're looking at what? In our lifetime, look how far the technology has gone. Now, imagine another 35, 40 years where technology is going to be.
You know what I like doing?
Go on.
I like watching like Terminator and stuff like
that. Yeah, and see.
And I see when they say, yeah, this is going to happen in the year 2022.
Yeah.
Like, nah, bro. There's all flying cars.
It's like Back to the Future, bro.
There we go. What year was
20,
that?
I remember there was a day that they celebrated. What was it?
2020.
Back to the Future day.
2022, I think.
No. It already passed. It was 2010 or something. 2006.
2012.
Back to the Future day. Where is it?
2012.
2015. So 21st of October 2015, bro.
Back then, we'll probably be like, 2015, wow.
Yeah, so hoverboards. Actually, we did kind of have hoverboards.
We did. We had those tying up shoelaces by itself.
Yeah,
They didn't really pop like that.
They're very expensive now, all those sneaker nerds. Yeah, so.
Is that car still about?
But why didn't DeLorean, like the DeLorean was a good car, bro.
It looked nice, didn't it?
Like, I don't know why someone hasn't, I think someone bought the license to it or something.
That's a two-man deep car though. That's cool. That car is snaky. You got a snaky bedroom.
But that would be an amazing electric car.
Yeah, it would.
If you do, if you electrify, like a electrify.
Hey, bro, do they have electric cars now? Yeah, that have the sound of like a Lamborghini. Like,
yeah, oh. Tesla. In Tesla, you can do it.
Serious?
Yeah,
you can change the sound of
you,
the car.
But you know what's wicked about Tesla? You know the horn.
Yeah, you can change it to like fart noises or something.
Okay.
Yeah, I checked it.
Yeah, but also it, and then megaphones as well. You can actually have a mega, like you can talk into it and it will talk.
Oh, slap on moves.
I, you know what I would do? I would put in, Michael, we are approaching our destination. Knight Rider.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. But yeah, so this is, for me, really interesting because I've never been one to be like 9 to 5. That's something that, and I think at the moment we've achieved that with a nice balance where, what, but it does, there is some drawbacks though, working from home, which is, when to stop working.
Yeah.
You're always on. Emails come at whatever time, and because you're used to that, you don't keep a track of your hours. If you, well, who sits there and, okay, I've done an hour of this. No one does that. So a lot of the times, and bosses know this, people who own companies know this, sometimes people do more than 35 hours.
I was watching an interview the other day of, you know that guy, Akon?
Yeah.
And it just came up on the feeds, yeah? And then he was saying that one time he was trying to record a music with Eminem.
Yeah.
And then he goes, he came into the studio, and then he was writing his rhymes or whatnot. Eminem was writing his rhymes. And he's like, oh, it's 1 o'clock. I'm going to go for lunch. Do you want some lunch? He was telling Akon, do you want to go get some lunch? He goes, no, I'm just gonna carry on writing. And he goes, all right, cool, no problem. He came back. He did his verse. And he's like, 5 o'clock, yeah, I'm going home. And he goes, well, we're not finished yet. He's like, no, I'm going home.
He was there from 9 or something.
Yeah, 9. So he does a proper 9 to 5. And then he leaves. And he doesn't think about what he does there, and he goes home, and then that changed his way of thinking, bro. So you need to stop.
100%.
You know what I mean,
I think I have that problem where I'm always on. I got emails from Legion coming in. I got emails from GWO coming in. I've got emails from Two Brothers coming in. Yeah. I got reaching out to clients. People WhatsApping me about like websites or this or that. Or so I think again for me that's the thing where you have to balance. You're not always, either you're with your family, but are you really with your family?
Yeah.
That, for me, is a problem. And so I wanted to talk a bit about, like, so how I pilot. So when I went to, during the last 3-4 years of work, like when we open up Two Brothers and decide that we're going to go into business together.
Yeah.
I needed a strategy, bro. So because I was at work and running a business on the side, yeah. So there was this thing, like, how do I get from, and this is for someone who's listening, who wants to start up their own side hustle or whatever and make it their full-time thing. I was working all the time and it was like burning me out. So I came across this book called The 4-Hour Work Week. Whoever's listening, you probably heard of it. But like, it just talks you, it's a thin book, but on how to, yeah. If you scroll down, Zach, bro, I'm not gonna, this is not like a, I can just give you my experience and what I did basically. So first thing that I did, yeah, was I spoke to, so he says, I needed to make extra money. So I needed to kind of fit my lifestyle around my side hustle. So what I did was I spoke to my manager at the time. I said, look, I'm due for a pay rise, yeah?
Yeah.
But I don't want a pay rise. Yeah, so I said to her, listen, I want to work in the office only 3 days a week. And the other 2 days, I want to be at home. So I want to be in control of my time. And also, the days that I'm coming in, I want to dictate when I come in and when I leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the first thing. I was sweating, bruv. You don't understand, like, because imagine asking your... So, like, I organized a meeting and I spoke to her. And then, to my surprise... She was like, yeah. She didn't even think twice. She goes, that's fine, no problem. And I explained to her why I was doing it as well. I was very upfront. And she knew that obviously the 3 days that I was working, I could do it. Like, for example, 35 hours across 3 days, you can bash out a lot of work. Then I got, so once I did that, then my business started growing. I remember when we first started, we were just doing hardware, right?
Yeah.
We're doing hardware, fixing laptops, all that stuff. And then once I started concentrating a bit more on the business, that flipped into doing what we're doing now, which is the digital transformation stuff that we're doing, websites and all that stuff. So I'm a big, and I remember Imran, I remember having that conversation when you. So how long have you been running Blue Vines for?
2 years.
So 2019?
Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, I was, because right now you got a full-time job and you're running your Blue Vines thing, yeah? So 2 years. For me, it took me 4 years to come out my workplace, bro. It took a long time. Because obviously right now, you're probably not making enough to leave and you need to kind of bide your time. So in that period, in that four-year period, what I did was I made sure it was all about educating myself, making sure that I'm the best at what I do in doing the courses, meeting, getting mentors as well, people who are in the industry that know about it, go and speak to them. And then eventually in 2018, I pushed the button and I jumped out. It was the most difficult decision I had to make in my life, but we did it and we have a look back. At the moment, we're in, I think 2022, right? So we've 2016, 2018. It's the sixth year that we've been running, and the fourth, 2018, 2020. Today, this year would be the fourth year, July, fourth year that we've been doing it full time.
Yeah.
So you can look at this book for yourself. I can see Imran and Zach switched off right now, bro. But whoever's listening, get this book. If you want to leave your job or you're thinking about working for yourself, oh, I'm slouching down like this. Working for yourself. Get this book, read it, and I read it. I listened to it as an audiobook and actually put the things in place. And believe me, once you start putting these things in place, things will start to change. Anyway, let's just swiftly move on. So this is something that kind of came up on my feed. You know, when I see things like this, bro, like...
Why?
I've never thought to myself, like, I'm actually quite... scared
let me
watch it. I ain't seen this, bro. God, Imran, watch this, bro. Alright, he's a proper bro, innit?
Please tell me that he doesn't die away. Oh,
he doesn't die. Just before we start, he doesn't die.
Yeah, nuts. Nah, you don't jump into water like that, man.
Bro, no. Watch how he jumps, bro.
No way.
Does he get hurt?
Watch his head. Watch his head. Oh! Look, he bangs his head at the top, then he bangs again.
Oh. Is he dead? Is he injured?
Watch the whole, wait. Just watch the whole thing.
Oh no, he didn't hit it, mate. Just.
No, he hit it, bruv.
He skimmed it,
He skimmed
bro.
It, yeah.
Is he alive, though?
There's another angle, bro. There's another angle. Watch.
Bro, he's dead.
His boy's just chilling there as well,
where
bro.
Where is he?
Bro, he's just in the water, bruv.
Dead?
No, he's not dead. I told you he's not dead.
What is he? Unconscious? Are they going to get him?
Yeah.
Bro, are you dumb?
I actually feel sick, bro, watching
bro,
it.
You
man.
Know that algae is bare slippery.
Look at that, bro.
Where is he?
They're trying to find him, innit?
Oh my.
I think that's him there.
Bro, check in the hospital, bro. Look at his injuries.
Okay, at least he can move his feet.
Hmm? Look.
Oh, what's that?
That's his head.
Oh.
What a fool.
That you can't ever walk, bro. I remember doing this. He's got neurological damage, bro. Look at his spine. Look at his neck.
Bro, if that didn't kill me, my dad would have finished me off.
Oh, he's smashed off his spine.
For what though, bro?
Bro, if that didn't kill me, bro, my dad would have finished me off 100%, bro.
Aye.
But that's, you know, if you died like that, some people say that's suicide, bro. Because you're doing dumb things.
Who are these people, bro?
No, like, you know, jumping off
doing like a... Nah, I think that's crazy, man.
Jumping off a plane and doing parachutes.
Oh,
and
Zach, can you do me a favour? Can you...
Bruv, that's mad, bruv.
Can you Google... Okay, so we're going to move on to this next bit, yeah? Which is douche of the week, yeah? douchebags. Yeah. There's bring up this video. So I'm gonna paste it in the show notes. Yeah.
Which one is it?
1 second, I'll show you. Bro, it wounds me up because I've worked in a supermarket, bro.
Is it one of those?
I've worked in a supermarket.
Put on your
yeah?
mask. Put on your mask. Rubbish, bro.
No. But when you, are you have you worked in a supermarket?
Me, no.
One sec, bro, yeah?
Got a feeling I know what you're talking about, bruv.
Hey, man, watch this.
Oh.
Why?
Why?
Then another guy does it with 2 milk bottles.
Waste milk like that.
Why are you doing this to us, bruv?
You know what else? Because I know I've had to clean up. I've had to do things like clean up milk and stuff. Milk's the worst as well. Because it gets on your fingers and then... Oh.
And if you don't clean it properly, bro, that whole floor is stinky.
Did I tell you the time I chiffed up a guy in the supermarket, bro? When I was working there.
No.
I'm not going to say which supermarket.
Okay.
So what happens is, you know when you work in a retail joint? Yeah. Any retail. Because you're kind of like... To some people, you work for them, innit? When customers come in, you're kind of the lowest common denominator. Like you're the dog that everyone kicks, innit? Mm. So no matter what crappy life he's got, yeah, when he comes into that shop, he's the don, innit? So, I think he comes in, and he's like, it's clearly there's nothing on the shelf, yeah. He goes, go and check in the back. I know there's nothing in the back, bro. So I'm like, look, I've just stocked. This is my aisle. This item is
sold out.
He's like, nah, you go to the back. You do what I tell you to do.
I would have lost my job that day.
Then he put his hand on my shoulder. Oh. I was about 18 at the time, 17, 18. So I was a bit timid. I'm like, what's he doing, man? Is this guy lost? He goes, you do what I tell you, boy. So I just walked to the back, yeah? So I walked to the back. I pretended to look around. Exactly, bro. Exactly.
Bro.
And then came back again. I said, look, there's nothing there. He goes, I want to see your manager. I said, listen.
Daddy, chill.
Seriously, bro.
Daddy, chill.
Bro.
You know in this situation, it's escalation, isn't it? I used to teach conflict resolution, yeah? To like, just people just about to go to prison, just before prison. So we talk about things like anger. Remember the anger iceberg and all that stuff, yeah? So this guy's had he's got some issues, bro. At the time, I didn't know anything, yeah? He put his hands on me again. Grabbed him by the throat, bro.
What class was he, bro?
Nah, he was just some guy, bro.
Working class or middle class?
I don't know, bro. I didn't check his wallet, bro.
But if he said boy, fam, he's middle class, my
guy. No, he called me boy, but he was a Cockney guy, bro. You know, Angel, bro. You know those types. Grabbed him by the throat, bro. Pushed him against the sardines. I was like, listen, I'm not the one. I'm not the one, bro.
Don't make me move you to the Angel.
I just grabbed him like that, and I just kind of like let go a little bit. I said, listen, you need to keep it moving, bro. But I remember. And then that thing kind of finished. The manager came. We kind of sorted everything out. I remember walking home that day, yeah, and I'm thinking,
this job is long.
How can someone feel like they can do that to me, bruv? I felt violated, bruv. Like, you think you can just
but
do that
I feel, to anyone? I feel wrong for being in the shop too long. Do you know what I mean? Ah, oh, man, I bet the security guy thinks I'm stealing. You know when you're leaving the door and you don't buy nothing, yeah?
Yeah. Like, oh, I used to feel like
I
that.
I bet the security guy thinks I'm stealing. Oh, man, I hope he doesn't stop
me. That doesn't happen to me anymore, bro.
And it still happens to me, bro.
No way.
Yeah, bro, I get that anxious feeling. You know when I go into a shop and then I don't buy anything because they ain't got what I wanted.
Hey, look at me. No one cares.
No, real talk,
no one cares that you've gone into the shop and come out with that. That's the thing, you have to say that to yourself. Yeah, but you have to say that to yourself.
It's the inner.
Well, we're coming across like some
wet ones, isn't it, bro?
Daddy, chill.
That's what we're coming across, yeah, bro.
Yeah, but anxiousness is a real thing, bro.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Do you know what I mean?
I think that's why training, doing jiu-jitsu, doing wrestling, It really does help, man. I remember the first time I did jiu-jitsu, and I can't remember. Oh my god! It was. Did I tell this story already, bro? There's two guys. So there's two guys, and I felt like violated, bro.
Oh yeah, you told us. Yeah.
Viking wrist locked me. The first, imagine, slap bump wrist lock, bro. Straight away, tap straight away. Yeah, and then Ed, you know Ed. He's a black belt now. At the time, he was purple. He mounted me, and he's a big boy, bro. He's about 6'3" or something like that, 6'4", probably about 120 kilos, yeah? And he, you know when you just drop your hips? And I was like that, bro. And I'm just trying to do that, bro. That feeling of getting manhandled like that, bro. Oh my God.
Mash up thing.
Yeah, that was almost like being called boy inside of Iceland. Oh, I should have mentioned the thing, bro. Anyway, okay, let's move on to the next thing. So, I got a couple of funny little clips. So, actually, do you want to go through the shoelace thing, Imran? Do you go through that now?
What shoelace thing?
So, put it out. So, Gracie, this woman was getting choked out with her shoelaces, bro. Oh, no, okay. Someone's shoelaces. Hey, play it.
And that henna greasy, bro.
Pause it, bro. Henna Gracie, master communicator, bro.
Yeah, he knows.
Henna Gracie, knows. Master communicator, bro. Unmute it, bro.
Sitting behind the woman, takes off his shoelace in broad daylight, sneaks up, strangles her, is holding it, trying to squeeze.
Why, though?
Amazing job. She spins with it, gets her leg inside, starts kicking, pushing, kicking, circling with him, kicking, keeping him away just enough. Another man steps in, starts to intervene, and while he's trying to strike at her, he gets behind, he holds, and he pulls her off, and he helps save the day as well.
Seriously, though.
Daddy, chill.
That guy's strangling over the thing?
Why, though?
Daddy, chill.
And the number one comment we're seeing online is, she shouldn't have been on her phone. She should have been aware in the situation. Now, let me explain something.
Oh, shut up, man.
Awareness is great, but the reality is, at 1 p.m. in Miami, at a bus stop, you should be allowed to be on your phone.
And that's right, bro.
Otherwise, you're lying because you've done it before. You sit down and relax, you're on your phone. You should be allowed to. And because you're on your phone doesn't mean you're asking to get attacked. The attack is not a function of her being on her phone. The attack is a function of the criminal committing a crime in broad daylight.
Was it? You know, her reaction is a result of her repetition, bro. You know, when you're in a life situation like that and someone attacks you, your reaction will depend on how much times you've drilled the move or whatever it is.
What is she, a jiu-jitsu?
Who knows? He goes, she looks like she's had training.
Oh, okay. She looks like she knows.
She looks like she's got some sort of training, bro. Play it.
Because those up kicks and stuff.
Yeah. So, forward it for UFC 1, bro.
With how the woman responded in the situation, given the circumstances of a surprise attack in broad daylight, when the man wrapped the neck, people want to know, how do you escape the shoelace choke? Well, she did it perfectly. I don't know if she trains, but we want to invite her to be part of the family after this is all said and done. The guy sneaks up, puts the shoelace behind the neck, and is pulling right here. And if she would have continued to fight away from the shoelace, she would continue to get choked. But instead, she lays down, she turns, and she pivots. Go back, please. And she pivots literally within.
Is he on a bench or something? Yeah, look.
Well, he sparked in her face.
What's wrong with him, though, man? I wonder what the backstory is, bro.
It's probably his ex-wife.
It is Miami, though, isn't it?
That's remarkable, because putting her back on the ground as a human being is very unnatural. She did it perfectly. And because she put her back down, she introduced her legs. And again, I don't know if she knows guard, if she knows stage 1, 2, 3, 4 punch block series, Gracie combatives. I assume not. But she just started kicking from here and up kicking and flailing. And the guy tried to get around, but she just kept lining her body up as if she had done Gracie combatives punch block series stage 5 perfectly.
You'd have to pass her guard to get to do anything.
Yeah. Or pull out a gun and shoot in her face.
And then the guy from the outside.
All right. Chill out, bro. And this guy, what's he doing, bro?
Go and choke him out, bro. Don't just grab him, bro.
Seatbelt.
We choked him out straight, bro.
I think they ended up taking the guy into custody. So, we want to invite this woman.
He's tired from speaking, Miskin.
In such an unpredictable situation, we want to invite her and the man who intervened. The guy had a choice. He could have pulled out his phone, like 99% of the population, and started filming.
Well, someone did.
Yeah. But instead, He went straight in. We have to assume just based on the numbers that both of them don't do jiu-jitsu. If they do,
pause it.
We're on home for both.
That's interesting, isn't it? The way she kind of she saved her life, bro. Cause think what he's looking to kill her, man. To go strangle someone like that. But also, you could have used your arms anyway. Using shoelaces, bro. Not that
why
I'm giving
did he
tips.
Take out his shoelaces, though?
He's not well, bro. I don't.
Are
think
you
he's
running
well.
From that situation? You're gonna your shoe's gonna fall off.
Nah, his thing is yeah, but he's mad. He's nuts, bro. There's no one.
And for real, be ready with a shoelace from a little.
But
while
also,
ago.
Bruh.
Seriously, that is too much. But again,
as well.
Training
in Miami.
Florida's known for its Miami's from Florida, isn't it?
Miami, Florida. Yeah.
Florida's known for it to be like completely nuts over there, man.
Bruh.
Anyway, but a lot. Shout out to actually Gracie University for their wall panel tutorial. You know the wall panels in Legion.
Yeah.
Guess how I made. I used the. Henna Gracie's tutorial on YouTube.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, that's how we made them, yeah. So shout out to Gracie University for that. All right. So let's, do you want to do the funny ones last or technique of the week? That was technique of the week. Okay, so let's finish up. I don't know how to explain this video, but let's just play it, bro. Just play it, the Falcon video. Imran, so watch this one, bro.
Lord.
Go and play it.
You react.
It's good.
Looking for a perfect.
Whoa, oh my.
So, what's this? Oh my god.
In my car.
Oh.
How Filipino is he, bro?
Wait. Let me hear it. Let me hear everything.
Okay, go ahead. Turn it up a little bit.
Don't say nothing.
Looking for a perfect. Oh my god. There's some bird.
Bro, he's looking at him.
Yeah.
The
bro.
Bird is looking. Yeah, look.
Oh my.
That's his beat. He's literally watching the guy.
Oh, jump out the car straight.
Play it again one more time.
Watch it again.
What's that?
Listen to the words coming out of his mouth, yeah?
React.
Looking for a perfect.
Looking for a perfect. How Filipino is he, bro? Oh my god. A bird. Because the word bird and Bert is the same thing.
What was it?
Remember Uncle Bert, bruv?
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Bird.
Bert.
In my car.
What do you reckon he was talking about beforehand?
Nothing.
Play it.
Yeah.
What was he talking about? Looking for a perfect.
Oh, he's probably looking for a perfect parking space or something.
Okay, right.
But that bird just landed just like.
But what is that? What kind of bird is that, man? That looks like a falcon.
I don't know, a falcon or owl.
That's a proper, like, bird of prey, bro.
Yeah.
He's like.
But even, you know.
Can I say something?
Though?
Can I say something?
Second,
only a
second,
bird of
second,
prey.
One second.
Only a bird of prey would do that, bro.
Look how confused the bird is, yeah?
He's like, what the
hell?
What?
Hey, bro,
where am I? What the hell?
Hey, bro.
Who are you, bro?
Are you Jonathan, Uber driver?
You know, because it's a predator, yeah? It's not flapping, isn't it? It's like, I could take you out, bro. Do you hear me? Like, just chill.
Oh, my God.
Bird.
He's just staring at him.
He hasn't flinched, bro.
Yeah,
bro, that's a madness.
I love that video. I've watched it so many times, bro.
That is hilarious.
And the next video, just because.
Which one?
This one.
What's this?
Just play it. Take the sound. Yeah, that's
this
it. Play.
This thing you love. Watch this all the time.
Because.
What? Bro,
look at his foot.
He's warming up.
Is he doing it himself?
He's warming up for training.
What's going on here? Well, that's flexible, bro.
Bro, do you see how he's moving his foot?
Yeah, I know, it's mad.
I've played this video so many times. Pause it. And this tune, helicopter. But what is he talking about, bro?
I don't know. Is it Persian?
I think it sounds Turkish. A low island, bro.
That is hilarious.
Oh, and the next video, please. Let's finish this up. This. For definitely it was a dad that put him on that that track, bro.
What happened?
Play. Take the thing off.
Oh.
Man's got into the.
Man's playing human body.
Hey, tell me it was not his dad that put it on there.
That's definitely something I'll do.
Look, there's no brakes on them things as well, bro.
Bro, it was crazy.
You see how he stacked the landing, though?
That's like, name the games where you go faster, bro.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, the arrows. You gotta play again, bro. Look. Yeah, there's no brakes, bro.
Watch the orange, he speeds up. Watch.
Oh, man. You know, dads, bro, we do some madness with the kids, you know that?
You know what?
How is the mum still happy?
He just missed those tears.
It's probably not his mum, bro.
1 second.
Keep an eye out right at the back. He's.
Oh no!
Yeah, he's in the front desk, bro.
But imagine he went straight into the table, though, bro.
Yeah, that's gone. That's emergency room stuff there. Oh, okay. Let's finish it up. Let's take it home now. This. Play. Everyone knew a guy at school like this, bro.
Oh, why?
There's always a guy at school that used to do this.
Oh, bro, those are painful, man.
I don't know about that.
Nah, those are painful. The knee to the thigh.
You know, no, it's not the thigh. You know what that is? That's the IT band.
Yeah,
the IT band is bro, so tender, bro.
You can just go.
Yeah. IT. I'm going to do it to you after.
No. No, bro.
But look at this, hitting the nuts. Yeah.
Why?
Have you tried foam rolling?
I've done that.
Why?
Foam rolling at ITB. Oh, killer.
Have you noticed that, pause it, Zach, when you roll out your IT band, how much pressure it takes off your knees?
Yeah. And I had knee pains once and I just rolled out my...
You roll it out your IT band? Yeah. Big time, bro. Oh, anyway, this is a long one, bro. Long for a solo, isn't it?
Yeah.
Probably going to...
2 hours.
Distill it down a little bit. Still.
Still. We're still going to do it.
All right, boys. Thank you very much for your time. And guys at home... I hope you've enjoyed this. And you want me to do the thing? So I sign off?
No, I just changed the camera.
You changed the camera? All right. So if you've got to the end of the podcast, thank you very much. And we appreciate you. And we love the fact that you are supporting us. And we are pushing ourselves to get better and better every episode. So on that note, I'll see you on the next one.